Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you have found us on this beautiful Sunday, August the 30th, 2015. You are here at Team Liberty Radio with your host, Shane LaCroix. And for the next 30 minutes, we will be taking a look at issues in the United States and the world. I don't know where you are in the United States or prefer possibly anywhere around the world, but it is a beautiful late summer day here in Western North Carolina. And it makes you appreciate God's beauty that He has made for us. And on today's show, we are talking about GMOs versus non-GMOs. What is the difference between each of them? We'll be getting that show after a few minutes here. But also check out our website for an article that deals with GMOs versus non-GMOs. The website address is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. I'd like to thank everybody for their views and their reads of my article. Help keep spreading the word and getting their daily truth. I appreciate everything that you, the listeners, has done for us to helping us grow and help spread and move it. Then you can call in and listen to our show. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-9102. Before we get into your show, I like to deal with a couple of things I've seen all over this week since last show. And the first being a post I saw last night done by Chuck Baldwin. If you're wondering who Chuck Baldwin is, he is an American politician, radio host, and the founder of Crossroads Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. And now, since he lives out in Montana, he is the pastor at Liberty Fellowship. People probably have heard the name before. He was the presidential nominee of the Constitution Party back in 2008 and was previously a nominee for the vice president in 2004. He has his daily one-hour radio program called Chuck Baldwin Live, and the website, check it out. I like what Chuck Baldwin has to say. Everybody check that out. But what I'm talking about that he said, and it's a shame if you're a Christian, that this has come about, which you've heard me and one of my friends, a former guest on the show, Pastor Brian Sharon, talk about this. And what I am talking about is the First Baptist Church of Greenville, South Carolina, which is a shame, because I do know where this church is, as I do have family members in Greenville, South Carolina, recently announced that not only will they marry same-sex couples, but they will also ordain same-sex couples into the general ministry. Most churches across America have not yet publicly said they would follow suit, but the mass majority of them are completely silent on the subject, which means they have every intention of submitting to Caesar. As the Bible verse quotes, which I cannot give off the top of my head, it says, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's." And it looks like, unfortunately, some of our churches are giving over to this. Chuck Baldwin goes on and says, the reason for this unabashed compromise and kindness is to the 501c3 nonprofit organization license most church operate under, which that is a way for government to basically do away with the separation of state and church. This is the way the church can be controlled by the government. Stay tuned next week for more on this. I'll go ahead and tell you next week's show is going to be about this, the involvement of church and state, and clergy response teams. I'm going to get more into that. I promised when we did the government religious show that I would do more on the clergy response team. And with this, what happened in First Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina, next week I'm going to do a show on that. Stay tuned for the article and the show next Sunday at 6 p.m. on this. But, folks, this matter is something that needs to be addressed. We need to, like I said before, we need to draw our line in the sand and be prepared for what's coming down the pipe. We don't need to be an ostrich and stick our head into the sand. But most people want to sit back and say, it ain't going to happen to my church. Are they talking about it? Are they talking about the same sex? Are they talking about being against it? If they're not, you need to bring it up and address it and let people know what your stance on it is. Come on, folks. We don't need to be scared. Take a stand. Jesus took a stand. Are we going to take a stand? Are we going to take a stand? Come on now, folks. But we'll get back to that next week after this quick break. We're going to get into the heart of today's show, GMOs and non-GMOs. What is the difference between each of them? We'll be back after this quick break. We are back after the break, and today's topic is on is GMOs versus non-GMOs. What is the difference between each of them? I'd like to hear your opinion on this. Our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. We do have a chat board. If you're not able to call in, come on to our chat board, and let's hear your opinion. And also, our website do have an article up called GMOs versus non-GMOs. Website is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Check out the article. Leave your comment. But let's get into the matter. We're going to be discussing the difference between GMOs and non-GMOs and what effect they have on the human body. Now, folks, this has been in the news a lot, especially with the Congress, with a bill that is in Congress. It is H.R. 1559, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. What this is, it's trying to get people, trying to allow companies not to label their GMO food, so people will not know the difference and eat this. This is very, very, very dangerous. If this bill does pass as, well, be honest with you, GMO food is not good for you. I've done a lot of studying on it over the years. It is a topic that I love to discuss with people. But, folks, call your congressman. The number for the Congress is area code 202-224-3121. And tell them you want their support. You want them to say that GMO foods need to be labeled to let us, the consumer, the public, know what is non-GMO, which is organic. Non-GMO is another word for organic or GMO. I know a lot of people is asking, what is GMO? GMO is a food that has been genetically modified organisms where it has been altered with pesticide, fungi, to help make it drought-resistant, bug-resistant. Talking about on last week's show, Monsanto, they're the ringleaders of this GMO food. Bad, bad company. Not good. Not good, folks. But they have a product called BT Corn. And say last week in the article and on the show, BT Corn is corn that has been genetically altered so that it has a pesticide insecticide in it that kills bugs. So, let me get this straight, folks. Monsanto has a type of corn called BT corn that has pesticide insecticide that kills bugs. But they want you to eat it, but their own top officials, top owners, CEOs won't eat it because they know it's bad for you, but they expect you to eat it. Boycott anything with Monsanto, especially Roundup. Roundup is one of Monsanto's top divisions. Boycott Monsanto and Roundup. But let's get more on GMOs. I could go on days on Monsanto and Roundup. But GMOs versus non-GMOs, what were we talking about here? Is, especially since last week's show, and over the time when I really started getting involved, I had people ask me a couple questions. They kept asking me, what is the difference between organic GMO and non-organic food, which is non-GMO food? Excuse me, I messed that totally up there. My fault. Organic is the non-GMO food. Sorry, folks, I got myself tongue-tied there. I apologize. But organic is the non-GMO, and non-organic food is GMO. And second question I've been getting asked, why is organic better than non-organic? Organic. I'm getting tongue-tied today, folks. I apologize. Organic foods is what I grew up on. Foods that was grown at home, not by some super farm, that was grown from the ground, where you grew your own food, which when I was younger, I thought that was no-no. But I appreciate it now as I start growing my own food also, and the food is better for you. But what organic food is are produced from environmentally sound methods that do not include chemically altered ingredients such as pesticides, chemical fertilizers, do not contain any genetic modified organisms. They're grown from heirloom seeds. That's H-E-I-R-L-O seeds. You can buy them online or in your area. You may be able to buy them at a store. I buy mine offline from a reputable dealer. And these organics are not processed using radiation, industrial solvents, or chemical food additives. And to be classified as an organic food, USDA states that they must be 95% organic compounds they're grown with. Now, I'll take 100% because if they're 90-95%, that means they're still used non-GMO. You can make your own fertilizer, wood ash, which wood ash is wood from a fire that has been burnt. Mix it with a little bone meal, which you can get at places. leaves, mix it up, mix it together. You can make your own fertilizer, folks. It's easy. Just you can find a recipe online. I may just put an article out showing how to make your own fertilizer. But going further into that, but GMO foods are foods that have been grown using chemicals and chemical-altered ingredients such as pesticides, chemical fertilizers, and processed using radiation, industrial solvents, and chemical food additives. These are foods that are grown to be resistant bugs, all the diseases out there. And most people think that since that is a good thing, it's going to be good. Yeah, it may taste good. It may look good. But just think, folks, what is it doing to your body? If that BT corn insect eats it and it dies, what do you think that's doing to your intestines, to your heart, to your lungs, your blood, your eyes, your whole body? And people wonder why we're having so many intestinal problems, stomach problems, cancer. I'm going to share a little story with you right here. One of my best friends, which I consider a brother, he had cancer. He died of cancer back in January. God bless his soul. We know where he's at. But while he was getting his treatment for cancer, he was taking natural supplements made by nature with no artificial parts in it, for lack of better terms, and he was beating the cancer. Well, he went back to the doctor to get a checkup, and the doctor told him he didn't need to be taking the natural supplements. Well, guess what, folks? The cancer come back, and it came back full force. And we lost my brother back, my best friend, my brother, in January of this year. This is something that does need to be known, that GMO foods, genetically modified foods, is bad for you. Your restaurants, McDonald's, they don't care what you eat. You think they care what you eat? Nope. They're going to let you eat the GMO stuff. Let it make you sick. They don't care. They're making millions off of you. You need to boycott places like that. But anyway, the main reason why organic food is better than non-organic, non-GMO, better, yeah. Why organic GMO, non-GMO foods are better than non-organic GMO foods? It's simple. One of the huge advantages of organic foods is that they have not been covered in pesticides that have been manufactured. And why is that more important? Well, I'm just going to use this example. Figure I found out from the FDA. Just in the United States alone, a little over 1 billion tons of pesticides are sprayed on our farmland each year, with 25% of that residue, still that residue of these chemicals sprayed to kill pests and weeds, are still left on the fruits and vegetables. And no matter how hard you try to wash them off, they're still there. And one other reason to be concerned about this pesticide residue, it turns up not only on the fruit and vegetables, but in bread, baby food, and other products. Any product that uses these fruits that have been sprayed with these pesticides, the pesticide, even if been washed, is still going to be on there. And it's going to be in the baby food that we feed our little kids. It's going to be on the bread that we bake because of the wheat. It's going to be any flower. It's going to be in the apples and oranges, grapes, cucumbers, carrots, lettuce, red leaf lettuce, asparagus, onions, potatoes, tomatoes, which where I'm at is majors and taters and onions. Nothing beats that. I'm going to quit talking about making myself hungry, naming all that stuff. But just imagine that 1 billion tons of pesticide is being used on the farmlands each year. These big, massive farms. How do you beat that? Grow your own food. Quit buying it at the store. Buy from local farmers at the local farmer markets. But before you buy, ask them, do they use heirloom seeds? And is the seeds that they use non-organic? Excuse me there, folks. But see if they use heirloom seeds. Ask them if they use fertilizer. What kind of fertilizer they use? They use anything Monsanto? If they say yes, then don't buy it. We got to start living healthy, not only for yourself, but for your family, for your loved ones. Non-organic fruits and vegetables are covered in this 1 billion tons of pesticide. And it will not wash off. Pesticide, look what it does to your body, folks. And they put this stuff, the bags have skull and crossbones on them. I'm telling you, dangerous. But still, we use it on our plants. We use it on our fruits and vegetables. Government claims there is no risk to health from these pesticide traces. There is no risk factors of this. But when you rather feed yourself and your family on foods that are pesticide-free, it's a common-sense question, folks. Another way that organic food is better than non-organic foods is for, as I said before, health reasons. They're more nutritious, richer in vitamins, minerals, and essential fatty acids than the GMO. And also, you don't forget the feel-good factor that your organic food brings with these natural vitamins, minerals, that is lacking in the GMO. You can feel better eating the GMOs. Believe me, I know. I used to eat nothing but fast food all the time. Once I got away from it, I started feeling a whole lot better. But, folks, one of the greatest advantages of organic food is buying meat. Eating them is a real guilt-free pleasure, which is more than you can say for the average supermarket shopping trip. How many of us like going to the supermarket? Not I. But it's great to know that when you're helping the environment by only eating organic food, you're feeding your family the best food out there that tastes better than all this processed food. And has no hidden unhealthy chemicals. That just makes you feel good. There's a doctor out called Dr. Arpad. That's A-R-P-A-D. Pastizzi. And at the bottom of my article on teamliberty1776.wordpress.com, he spoke out against GMOs. And he's basically being censored for it now. At the bottom of the article, click on the word GMOs and you'll see the video. Or click where it says read the article here. Click on here and read the article, what he says. He helped expose GMOs and now he's been silenced by biotech companies. Biotech because he's told the truth about what had happened back in the summer of 1998 on British television. And there was a viral flame that biotech decided to hose down as fast as they could. Dr. Pastazzi credentials are world-renowned, a world-renowned expert on food safety. But ever since he said that, he was suspended and a gag order put on by the research institute that he worked for at the time. This guy has over 300 articles to his credit and 3 books. But that he was telling the truth, he worked for the one of the United Kingdom's leading food safety research labs, the Rowett Institute. But when he come out in that summer of 1998 and told the truth on GMOs, the institute they worked for, the Rowett Institute, suspended him and gagged him from saying what he did. But folks, check out that article and check out the video. The video is even better. There's also more. You can click on the article and read about more scientists that spoke out GMOs. And these was former pro-GMO people who has worked with them. And they will admit the dangers of the GMOs. I'm going to tell you one little tidbit, one little thing that one of these doctors said, and maybe this will wake some of you people up. Back when I heard this, I talked about this on a former show that we had, just go through the archives, but the doctor said when he fed rats the genetically GMO potatoes, within 10 days the animals develop potentially precancerous cell growth, smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partially a throat potato, big word, that's a big word for livers, and damaged their immune system. What's more, the cause was more certainly side effects from the process of genetically engineering cells. In other words, GM foods sold in grocery stores, which are created from the very same process, will have the same similar or same effects on humans. But folks, know what you're putting into your body. I still got to have some habits of fully breaking off the soft drinks, get fully off foods that are not yet, but I have started by growing my own food. And folks, you can too, or if you live in a big city, you can grow in a, if you live in a window apartment, grow your meat right there in the window. Or buy them from a farmer's market. Just make sure they have heirloom seeds. But check out our website, www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com for this article. And leave us comments. Tell us what you think. If you like this show or the website, spread the word. Help us grow so we can get the truth out to people. As it says on our show, get your weekly dose of truth with the radio show or the website, get your daily dose of truth. But folks, we do need to know what we're putting in our bodies and how GMOs and non-GMO foods, organic, which is the non-GMOs, and non-organic, which GMOs, how they affect the body. We'll catch you next week, folks. This is Shane LaCroix signing off, and remember, speak loud. Let people know which side you're on.